Welcome to the Wackle Gather podcast. My name is Judy Mitchum. Wackle is an organization for top female leaders in marketing, media, and communications. In this podcast series, I will be talking to some top female leaders, women who are also known to be change makers. This podcast is being released in advance of the Wackle Gather event on the 23rd of May. It is sponsored by Whaler, the most creative influencer marketing company. Today, I'm delighted to be with Cheryl Giovannoni, CEO of the Girls Day School Trust, otherwise known as the GDST. The GDST is the leading group of girls' schools in the UK, with schools all over the country. Given her role, Cheryl is often in the media, championing girls, women, and equality. According to the Evening Standard, she is one of the top 10 most powerful people in education. Before moving to the GDST, Cheryl was CEO of Ogilvy & Mather, and before that, she worked in top branding agencies such as Landor and Coley Porter Bell. A proud South African, Cheryl has lived in London for 25 years with her husband and two lovely daughters. Hello to Cheryl.
Hello, Judy. It's lovely to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
And I can vouch for the fact that you have two lovely daughters, because I actually know them and they are both lovely. And indeed, one is training to be a teacher, so very relevant. Well, it's great to spend some time with you, because we were actually spending the whole of this week together. We spent all today together, and we're off to Cardiff for a head teachers conference this week. But we are having a nice cup of tea together in the boardroom of the GDST. So I'm really interested to know, Cheryl, about your background and how you grew up in South Africa. And actually, what was your first job?
Oh, well, growing up in South Africa, you may not know that I'm one of four daughters myself. And I went to a local school, a comprehensive school near where I lived, where I was head girl. And the great aspiration my mother had for me was to find myself, to go to finishing school for a year, and then to find myself a rich husband to marry and have four daughters of my own.
Right.
So I defied all her expectations and ended up getting a job in advertising, as a secretary, and bizarrely for Ogilvy & Mather. So I often tell the story to the girls in our schools of my journey being one from secretary at Ogilvy & Mather to being CEO of the organization in London, no less. So there's something of my South African roots in there, but actually it's quite an interesting story to tell, particularly to girls, around you should never be held back by anyone's expectations of you, and you should follow your dreams.
And so believe it's a really in good yourself.
Story. Absolutely.
And what was the catalyst that made you, in those early stages when you were a secretary, start to believe in yourself?
Well, interestingly, it was less about me believing in myself, but always doing the very best job I can. And a woman, actually, at Ogilvy, really deciding that I had masses of potential. And I always talk about an important part of your career journey is to look for those godmothers and godfathers in the business, wherever you're working, who really look out for you and who help promote your cause. And she did that enormously. She promoted me. She turned me into one of her research assistants. She gave me really interesting work to do. And she made me believe that anything was possible. So it was actually somebody really starting to champion my cause because she saw potential.
And has that fueled your belief in women supporting other women?
Well, it has. And, you know, people get really sick to death of me using the Madeleine Albright quote, that there is a special place in hell for women who don't help other women. And I really believe that we should all be doing everything we can to look after, promote, and champion the women around us who really need the support of senior women. And that other really cliched saying that if you can see it, you can be it, we all have a real responsibility as senior women to do the very best thing for women making their way up the ladder in all sorts of organizations, because they need the inspiration, they need the support, and they need the championing from senior women who have made it against, often against all odds.
That's a very refreshing message for our listeners. The theme of Wackel Gather this year is the change makers, and I'm interested to know about your relationship with change. And you took a big decision actually to move from South Africa when you were newly married to Gavin to England, to London, to base yourself in London. So what fueled that decision?
Well, I think an interesting piece of advice that I was once given, that if I think back to that journey I've been on, was that you should never worry when you're asked in an interview about what your five-year plan is, because it is, in this day and age, you don't even know what's going to be happening to you in 6 months' time, let alone in 5 years' time. So in some ways, you have to be open to possibilities, and you have to go with things that look like they expand your horizons and they present you with new possibilities and new challenges. So we came to the UK originally to do some work experience. I transferred with Ogilvy when Gavin, who is an academic neurologist, came to do some research into multiple sclerosis, which is his field of expertise. And I thought, well, I'm going to see if I can get a job at Ogilvy in London, which I managed to get. And I became an account director on Birdseye Chicken, believe it or not.
How glamorous.
So glamorous. trips to Walton-on-Thames every week. And I thought, well, I'll give that 2 years, we'll enjoy London, and then we'll go back to South Africa. And 2 years became 3 years, and we then ended up having a baby. And we had that baby, and we were going back to South Africa when she was 3 weeks old. And literally, as we were booking our tickets, he was offered a permanent job in London. So we went back to South Africa for 6 weeks, sold our house, I got a permanent transfer with Ogilvy, and we came back to the UK. And, you know, 25 years later, what started as a 2-year work experience adventure has turned into the place we've made our lives, and yes, where we've had our children, and where we've both developed our careers very much in partnership, really, because I don't think that there are many women who are successful without a partner who works with them to help them achieve their dreams. You can't do it on your own, and he has been instrumental in what I have achieved.
How wonderful. Oh, that's lovely, a lovely story. I remember seeing you speak very inspirationally, actually, on a Marie Claire panel at a big festival. And you said, actually, your natural inclination is to be risk averse, but you have to overcome that, as indeed lots of our Wackel members have said. You have to overcome that and take the leap. But how do you deal with change? And how do you become fearless in terms of making those big decisions?
I think I have become fearless. More fearless, because I think a good dose of fear is never a bad thing, because I feel I have found a place where I can really be myself and where my values completely align with the organization and the job I'm doing. And I think when you find yourself making that match happen, you can perform at your very best, like you probably have never done before, and it gives you the freedom to take some of those risks, because you have the confidence, I suppose, and the security of knowing you found your real purpose and that your contribution and the decisions you make can make a real difference.
So at the GDST, where you are obviously at the helm and have made a real difference, you have created phenomenal change and transformed the organization in the space of just 2 years. I mean, the entire organization has changed. How have you gone about that, and what tips would you give in terms of your learnings?
Well, I think one of the things is you can't ever do these things on your own. They are a lot about the team you have around you and being able to communicate your vision in a way that they find they can tap into and that they can do their best work, because without the people around you doing their best work, you can't make real progress.
Yes.
So when I think about the marketing campaign as a very good example, which you and I are very closely aligned on, without that marketing campaign to take the organization to a whole new level, we would never have achieved what we have, both internally or externally.
Yes.
And it's when those things come together and people work together and they really understand the mission,
yes,
which in our case is around, you know, helping girls and women really make progress in the world towards gender equality, and everything we do is in service to that vision. That's when I think you make real breakthroughs and you can transform the world, really.
And of course, the great thing about what you've just said is that you can, when you work together as a team, as you and I have done, we can sort of lift each other up when we're concerned about things. I remember we've had a few late night conversations at 10:30 going, oh, what do you think about this? And then we've worked it through, and it's about working together as a team and being collaborative.
And I think it's a lot to do with finding the people who you can trust.
Yes.
And who you can have difficult conversations with, and who you can challenge, and who feel comfortable enough challenging you. And that's the way I think real success happens, and things start,
yes,
to make a huge difference.
Yes, and the magic happens.
The magic happens, exactly. Yeah.
Yes. Picking up on the GDS team, and of course we've been talking about change, and you moved from Ogilvy & Mather to the world of education. Again, that was big change in terms of, you know, moving out of a top 10 ad agency group to education. How did you manage that transition and learn everything there is about education?
Well, one of the things I will admit right now is I haven't learned everything about education. I believe we have 25 heads of our schools all around the country who know everything about education. What they are very respectful of and appreciate are the things I know about, which relate to marketing and advertising and brand building.
Yeah.
And it is that combination of their expertise in education and my expertise in marketing and advertising, and it's those two things
and
coming
business.
Together, and business,
yes,
of course. Schools at the end of the day are businesses,
yeah,
as you and I know very well. And I think it is, again, it's about their teamwork and coming together and recognizing the real strengths of all parties concerned that makes the biggest difference.
And of course it's actually wonderful working with the head teachers, as you and I have always agreed. They're so behind us in our mission to create a movement in girls' education.
Yeah.
It's one of the best parts of the job.
I think so. And the other thing I would say is you should never be too frightened of having the transferable skills. You should believe that what you've learned in whatever industry you've been in can transfer somewhere else and you can bring real value. And it's often the fact that you're bringing a different perspective that can actually help make real strides, as opposed to simply moving around in the same kinds of organizations you've always worked in. And I think people often think that they are, that they become very much part of a particular sector, and
yes,
they can only ever work in that sector. But the,
yes,
world around us is changing so fast that we'll all have 6 or 7 different jobs in our lifetimes.
Yes.
We know that already, and probably, you know, the young women who will be at Gather know that already, but actually being brave enough to make those big changes.
Yes.
And just trusting yourself and believing that if it doesn't work out, you can try something else, is definitely worth bearing in mind.
I hear that the new data coming out of the States says that babies born now will actually grow up to have 30 different jobs.
30, that's
incredible.
I just
heard that last week at a conference that I was at, which is incredible, isn't it? Now, you mentioned Wackle Gather, which is happening this year on the 23rd of May, and it's going to be a fantastic event with the theme of the change makers. What do you think is the value of Wackle Gather, and you know, why should people sign up and go?
The value for me, and that it's probably the clue is in the title, it's about change makers, and I truly believe that it is women who are going to make the biggest change in the world going forward. It is as women start to actually achieve gender equality in all sorts of different areas that the world will really change for the better for everyone.
Yes.
It's as we start to move beyond a world that is designed by men for men, and actually we have a world designed by men and women, that there will be the biggest change that we can possibly see. So being part of that conversation, and importantly contributing to it, and almost being reverse mentors for more senior women in the organization and working together to drive that kind of change is probably the biggest value that you get from Gather. And you build your network.
Yes.
You get to talk to some incredibly inspirational and successful women who will share their pearls of wisdom with you and help you grow and think about what you want to do and where your purpose really lies. So, you know, it's a day out just to go and spend on yourself and really, you know, build your network and spend time with very inspirational women.
And we've already signed up two of our aspiring female leaders to attend. So you talked about this world of rapid change and the fact that, you know, women can change the world, and significantly women and men together can change the world. You have two lovely daughters, and they are growing up in their late teens and 20s, I believe.
Yeah.
Are you optimistic about the future for your girls? And do you think, or do you think the future is terrifying?
I am incredibly optimistic about the future. I am an optimist at heart, and I believe that they are privileged in terms of their education. They are privileged in terms of the country they live in and the kind of change they can affect. And they have a responsibility to take those privileges and make a difference in the world.
Yes.
And I think the sheer fact that there are all these young women growing up knowing that they have that responsibility is very exciting. It's exciting for them too.
Yes.
And
yes.
They know that the world is their oyster, and that's very exciting.
What tips do you give them for the future and how to get on in their careers?
I think what is really important is that you are real, that you are down to earth, that you never become too arrogant, that you always try your best, and that you do every job to the very best of your ability, and that you call out things that you don't believe are right.
Yes.
And I think if you live an authentic life and you know what's important to you, that will make you, you know, at least feel that you're building, you know, your health and well-being. We hear about health and well-being
yes.
all the time. Actually being true to yourself and believing that you have a mission should be the things that really keep you healthy and happy. And
yes.
that's really important.
Well, on that very optimistic and exciting end note, I'd like to say a very big thank you to Cheryl Giovannoni, CEO of the Girls Day School Trust. I'd like to say thank you to the Mediacom team who have allowed us to put this together from a technical and inspirational point of view. And also thank you to the GDST team who have done some work on this behind the scenes. And on that final note, I would urge you to get your tickets for WACLGATHER on the 23rd of May. Thank you.